Aircheckdownloads.com.
What did we play earlier that featured George Benson? And what we have is much more than they can see. I'm going crazy. I can't remember 2 hours ago. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, I know. It was the Quincy Jones thing. That featured George Benson. And that is George Benson, and that is superb. That is Love Ballad at 3:08. I'm here till 4. Liz Kershaw, coming up just after the news at 4, sitting in for Mo Dutta. If you've had the Barbie fired up today, or yesterday, Saturday, and you're thinking about doing it again on Sunday, sunshine and showers for central and southern England, mostly dry elsewhere. Showers will develop in the north and northwest later. Look out for gales in northwest Scotland. The high today, that's true, gales in northwest Scotland, and it's July. The high today, about 20 Celsius, 68 degrees Fahrenheit. Places that spaces I've been. Ladies and gentlemen, places that spaces I've been. Professor Donald Byrd, now for you. Places that spaces I've been. I'm being very careful about talking over the backs of songs and tunes and records, because I got told off for doing it last weekend by my mum, of all people. And she's the only person who calls me Timothy, obviously. Seriously, I got a real big telling off. Oh, yeah, you talk too much. Shut up sometimes, please. I understand. No problem. Can I play that again? Because that is so good. Callie's saying no. That is just fantastic. Donald Byrd and Places and Spaces at 3:13. Who's this from? This is from Deb, who's been to Live 8 and had a really good time. Steve and Dave are currently unpacking their van after 19 hours of gigging. And Helen's just getting in from work in Manchester. She says, when do you sleep? Not that I mind. I could listen to you all day. Helen, you know how to get round a bloke, don't you, huh? When I did this show before, which was only about a month ago, we played a really interesting version of the old Frank Ifield hit I Remember You, jazzed up. Also, fabulous version of Gilbert O'Sullivan's Alone Again Naturally, jazzed up. So I thought we'd play that. I've always thought Ricky Lee Jones has had a fantastically jazz-orientated, certainly a soulful, bluesy voice, especially on the first album. But that is from an album called Flying Cowboys, and that is her version of a track that was originally a hit for Jerry and the Pacemakers. In fact, I think Jerry Marsden wrote that. Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying. Interesting stuff. Right, if you want to win a DVD, George Clinton, Parliament, Funkadelic, the whole kit and caboodle, live at Montreux, we've got 3 DVDs to be won. Set you a question after this.
The BBC Jazz Awards 2005.
Thank you, Paul. 3:19. So George Clinton then, Funkadelic, Parliament, the whole lot, you know. Started out in North Carolina in the 50s with a doo-wop group called the Parliaments. Various well-documented record company wrangles, Dr. Funkenstein himself found himself at the helm of both Parliament and Funkadelic, really one in the same outfit, I suppose. Funkadelic responsible more for the experimental and psychedelic stuff, whilst the chart-friendly of funk would come from Parliament. Over 40 musicians involved, all under the world-renowned P-Funk banner. Clinton would eventually go solo in 1982, but would continue to work with the same musicians, essentially. And since then, they've toured and recorded regularly as the P-Funk All-Stars. And if you want to see the P-Funk All-Stars live at Montreux, it's George Clinton, it's Parliament, it's Funkadelic, live at Montreux on this fabulous DVD, all you have to do is answer this relatively simple question. Parliament released their debut album back in 1970. What was it called? Parliament with George Clinton. They released their debut album in 1970. What was it called? You can phone us 0500 288 291. The text is 88291, 88291. Email Tim at BBC. co.uk.
Aircheckdownloads.com.